Hello, everybody. I'm really excited to finally be able to share some of this data outside of my wife and my advisor. So I really like this opportunity. This is actually the first time that I get to share this data outside our research group. So this is a two-year project, 2014, 2015. What I'm going to be presenting today is just the some of the results, preliminary results of the 2014 season. We're still a little bit in the data collection process. Some of our farmers in Iowa, they barely finished harvest a week ago, so we're still getting to collect their yield data. So I'd like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Valero, and then Dr. Kevin Armstrong from the John Deere Technology Innovation Center in Champaign, Illinois, who provided the funding for this project. Why we care about seeding depth. So we believe that soil depth, the seeding depth for corn seeds should get more attention than they have been getting lately. There are a lot of factors that affect emergence. Some of these main factors are obviously right off the bat, moisture, and then the temperature of the soil, what planting dates are you using. When I say aeration, I mean, are you planting in a seed bed that got till 2 weeks ago, a week ago, or yesterday? That changes the seed bed. Did you get rains after tilling that soil for planting? So these are all things that are very, very connected. Residue is a big issue, both residue in the surface and on the seed trench. And then topography, of course. Topography in non-irrigated fields affects greatly the distribution of both surface water, subsurface water, and any amount of moisture that you need in the seeding depth. So part of this project studied a great deal the connection between moisture and the topography of a field. So seeding is a very important operation. From talking to farmers, they tell you, you only get one chance to get seeding right. You can always replant, but that's costly, it's cumbersome, and it disrupts farming schedules. So first, I'd like to share one of the important slides from the Illinois Agronomy Handbook. As time passes, as you get past the middle of April in going into May, June, yield potential decreases. So you want to get the crop as soon as you can. The second figure that you're seeing at the bottom is the corn planting percent by April 30th in, I just chose three states, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. So given good conditions, farmers are going to plant early. I know that there is a trend that planting happens earlier and earlier, but I would like to say that only if conditions are favorable. For example, look at 2012, 2013. If conditions are not right, farmers are not going to plant. But if conditions are proper, they're going to go for it. And within a field, I like some of the discussions that I heard today, talking fields within a field, taking into account the within field variability. So inside a field, let's say, I'm estimating here, but let's say 80% of the field is right for planting at 2 inches, right? But then we're gonna have some zones because of topography or soil type changes, some zones that are gonna be either too wet, too dry for planting corn at that depth. So we'd like to start taking that into consideration. One of our case studies that we had this past season, we measure soil moisture at seeding depth, and this screen is smaller than I wanted it to be, but let me guide you with the cursor. We have four locations. There is nothing magical about four locations. We just wanted to show the extreme dries and the extreme wet of within a field. And then, so the minimum sample will be two, and then we replicate it two. So locations A and B are more similar than locations C and D in terms of soil moisture. Here at the bottom of the graph, you see soil moisture at 1 inch, soil moisture at 2 inches, and soil moisture at 3 inches. I'm kind of reading it because in the back I couldn't see anything. So I'm gonna try to guide you as best as I can. So if you consider the moisture at seeding depth at 1 inch, You see that it follows this pattern of this is drier and this is wetter. And of course, I acknowledge that being above 15% soil moisture is fairly generous for planting. Corn can germinate around above 7%, 7-10%. That's pretty good for soil moisture for corn. Then as we move to 2 inches, which was the seeding depth chosen by this farmer, then you see that they start separating even more. Location C and D start seeing soil moisture about 25%, which is quite wet. And when it's that wet, it also, it's colder. Locations A and B are still between 15 to 20%. And obviously at 3 inches is prohibitively wet at location C and D. With moisture about 35%, you wouldn't, of course, never plant at that depth with that moisture. It's just too wet. And seeds are going to invite water, but it's cold water, and many seeds die before being able to even germinate. So we see this concept that the soil moisture within a field varies, both by topography, soil types, and then soil types and topography are very, very connected too, of course, because of soil formation processes. So with this in mind, we wanted to see, okay, would it be valuable to be able to change seeding depth within a field? Like other people said earlier today, you have fields within a field, and be able to take advantage of this soil moisture variability. So our hypothesis is as follows. The being able to plan a variable seeding depth within a field could potentially improve corn yield at the end of the season. So the hypothesis, in other words, is saying that the optimal seeding depth within a field may change, and that may result in there are several ways that you could improve corn yield, both by improving the either the uniformity of emergence or the reducing the plant-to-plant variability. So these are some of the things that I'm not going to present today, but we have data, and we're hoping to start publishing these things by next May or so. So that's our hypothesis. So to test this, we, in 2014 and also 2015, we have about the same number of fields. So 2014, we have 13 fields, 6 growers across this range of locations in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. And farmers did a great job of applying the research protocol. We're pretty happy too, because we have a good spread of planting dates, of moisture conditions at the time of planting, and the inherent topography and variability within each one of these locations. So these are the methods. They had to be simple to be able to be applied at this scale. So basically, we're asking farmers to apply these 2 to 4 blocks of passes at different depths right next to each other, so we can kind of block that variability and get a better idea of the different response that we could see. So for example, this farmer, his regular depth is 2 inches, right? So that's about 5 centimeters. And then we asked him to go shallower. So for example, 1 inch, and then deeper, about 3 inches target depth. What you see that layer, it's topographical zones that we build out of different data sets. So then farmers do these passes, and then we are able to check the response of shallow. For example, if you follow the mouse cursor, we can check the response of shallow planting in these red areas that are high topography areas that are more prone to drying and draining water. So that's a basic idea, to check the response of the crop at these different depths across all landscape positions. Many of these studies in the past, they just give you a value per pass, but that's not the story that we want. We are not advocating for changing seeding depth for entire field. But so we get within yield for each one of these passes. Data processing, so we start with, for example, a LiDAR data, we soil properties, our topographical zones, and then the yield. And for those that may not be familiar, So combines record data point per second. So with that data point, then you get yield, and then we can append our topographical zones, our soil properties, any variable that may help us explain this crop response to seeding depth. And then an observation would look like the one at the bottom that you have, where you have data like speed, elevation, yield, etc. So with this, we can build geospatial models to explain this. So one of the results in central Illinois, really good moisture conditions. The farmer planted, and then started raining, and it rained for an entire day. And we were able to see we're bucketing these topography areas into areas that we predict to be dry, to be kind of like in the middle, and then zones that are wet. First thing that we see, there is, in this field, there wasn't a strong response to our topography zones, which help us learn that in some fields there may be not a response to topography zones due to the inherent field characteristics. But for example, this farmer benefited by quite a couple of bushels to plant shallower. And again, that's not our main message. We're not saying go to entire field, plant shallow because you got good moisture. That was not the complete message that we want to give. So keep that in mind. For another field that we had in northeastern Indiana, then we see a 70 bushel difference between what we predict to be dry and wet landscapes areas within a field. About 70 bushel difference between the dry and the wet, that's about 4.5 megagrams per hectare. So first, we were able to see, okay, this field responds very well to the topography zones that we build. And then within the topography zones, we see that there is a slight response to seeding depth. And then if you see the dry area, and then you see the 1 inch yield, the emergence and those plants get really hurt when you plant shallow and dry air in areas that are supposed to be dry. But then you may be seeing the 3 inch seeding depth and see that it's less than the 2 inch, and you'll be like, well, you silly graduate student, you got it backwards. But here's where I want to provide you some context. And these also things that we learned. These dry areas were very prone to crusting. So we were saying, okay, it would make sense to plant deeper in these dry areas because there's some more moisture. But then we learned that the corn seed struggles quite a bit. First, it has to go one more inch in the soil, and then it has to break that crust. So that really hurt the crop emergence and yields at the end of the season. So these are some of the on-the-go things that we learned. Even in theory, it makes sense. The seeding depth change may not happen due to other circumstances like crusting. So, in summary, most of the fields in 2014 presented great growing condition, great seeding conditions at about the 2 inch depth. So, when farmers went deeper than 2 inches, then hurt the yields quite a bit because it was just so moist. Compared to the 2 inch depth in Illinois, there was about a 3 bushel per acre benefit. In Indiana, it was about 2.5 for the deeper one compared to the regular depth of 2 inches. So we're excited to keep exploring this. This was the first year. Variable seeding depth, I think, could prove more important as, for example, you have a field and leading up to planting, you don't have rain for, let's say, 2.5 weeks or so. And being able to plant deeper within a field, in case you that'll make a difference, is something that we were still exploring. We have 24 other locations that we are still analyzing. And thank you for being here. And I'll take any questions.